The number of Biggs killer whales in the Salish Sea has reached an all-time annual high. There were 1,271 unique sightings of Biggs orcas through to October 31, more than the previous annual record of 1,220 unique sightings for all of last year, according to data from the Orca Behavior Institute and the Pacific Whale Watch Association. A unique sighting is a sighting of a distinct group of Biggs killer whales on a particular day, according to the institute, based in Washington state. While the same group of whales may be reported by multiple sources, the institute said it does not include duplicate sightings in the official count, making the volume of big sightings this year all the more impressive. The Orca Behavior Institute says it compiles whale sighting reports from professional whale watchers, regional sightings groups and community scientists throughout the Salish Sea in BC and Washington. The reports are confirmed with photographs. Monica Wieland-Shields, director of the institute, said this is the ninth year out of the last 10 that the record has been broken. Only 2020 showed a slight dip, probably due to decreased observation by whale-watching groups and scientists on the water due to the COVID-19 pandemic. A decade ago, the group was only getting 15% of the latest sightings, Shields said. Scientists believe the increase in orcas is related to large populations of seals, which Biggs killer whales feed on, along with sea lions and porpoises. Sea lions and harbor seals were once the targets of a government-funded bounty program in British Columbia to protect local fisheries, but those programs ended in the early 1970s, and pinnipeds, along with all marine mammals, are now protected in the province. Since then, populations of seals and sea lions have rebounded in the Salish Sea, luring Biggs killer whales into local waters. What's happening with Biggs killer whales right now is truly remarkable to witness, said Aaron Gless, executive director of the Pacific Whale Watch Association, which represents 30 professional ecotourism companies. People once referred to them as transient killer whales because sightings were so rare, but now we're seeing them almost daily, and we have their food to thank for that. Gless said Wednesday that Biggs killer whales have been seen in different places in the Salish Sea for the past 240 days in a row, calling it, quite the streak. When it comes to the region's other killer whales, the news isn't so good, however. The salmon-eating southern resident killer whales, which are down to 73 animals in J, K and L pods, haven't been spotted much at all this year. And on Wednesday, the Center for Whale Research in Friday Harbor, Washington said one of the few remaining southern resident orcas, the 22-year-old male K-34, dubbed Callie, has not been seen since early July. The center said that since this summer's census of the southern resident population, it has had three encounters with members of K-pod, all of which were identified except K-34. The male orca was last seen July 7, when it appeared somewhat skinny, potentially indicating poor condition, the center said. Scientists said K-34's matriline, the K-13s, has lost several individuals in recent years, including K-34's older brother K-25, and mother K-13. The orca K-34 is also the uncle of the youngest member of K-pod, K-45. Whales that are missing from encounters with their associates three times or more are likely to be deceased, the Center for Whale Research said in a statement. However, it's always possible that K-34 shows up again. The Center for Whale Research, which reports on demographic changes in the southern resident population twice a year, on July 1 and December 31, says it will be able to make a more complete statement on the status of K-34 and others in the population as part of its early 2024 population update. The Seattle-based Orca Conservancy said that given the state of K-34's condition when he was last seen, and the fact that he hasn't been seen since the summer, he will likely be declared deceased on the next population update. The Conservancy said despite the addition of new calves, the loss of established and breeding members is keeping the southern resident population in the low 70s when it should be much higher. The whales also face issues with lack of genetic diversity, so losing another breeding member will only add to the problem, the Conservancy said. SHIELD said there haven't been many sightings of southern resident pods this year, noting it will be the second lowest year for their presence in the Salish Sea on record, with only 2021 coming in with fewer days. SHIELD said Chinook salmon, the preferred prey of the endangered southern residents, have declined in both size and abundance over recent decades, threatened by rising ocean temperatures, loss of spawning habitat, chemical pollution and predation from dozens of natural predators, including humans. She said major salmon runs, particularly on the Fraser River, have to improve or the southern residents will continue to spend more time on the outer coast, where they have the chance to encounter a wider variety of salmon runs from different river systems. D. Kloster at TimesColonist.com